Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, we're talking to Georgina Sikorski, and Georgina is the new executive director at CARE, which is Corporate America Recovery Effort. Georgina, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. I'm excited to be here today. Thanks for your time.
Sure. Well, this is big news that you're taking the helm at the Corporate America Recovery Effort, which is known as CARE, which I guess was started as a subset of the Carpet and Rug Institute. It has a goal of reducing the amount of carpet that goes to post-consumer carpet that goes to the landfill. So why don't you tell us real quick, the elevator speech, if you will, on what CARE is?
Sure. Well, CARE was established in 2002, and it was established actually by a voluntary agreement between state and federal representatives, industry, and non-governmental organizations. And since its inception in 2002, CARE has diverted over 1 billion pounds of carpet from the landfill. So we're very pleased with the work that has been done as a result of that joint effort between the government, the industry, and non-governmental organizations.
And your goal when you started it is over a 10-year period was to reduce 40% of the amount of carpet that went to landfill. So what would that number be if you were going to achieve that goal?
Well, at the time that we set up that goal, you know, those were the days before we really got into setting up the organization and found out how difficult it was to actually pull this off and divert significant amounts of carpet from the landfill. But we have, in 2007, we diverted about 5% of the total production, estimated production of carpet from the landfill. So it was approximately 275 million pounds of carpet that we diverted from the landfill in 2007. And I think it's important to note that that 275 million pounds of carpet that was diverted represented about 250 direct jobs and 500 indirect jobs within our network of collectors nationwide. So we're very proud of that accomplishment because it really represents employment for the local communities and, of course, tax revenues for the local and state governments with those jobs that were created by our recycling efforts.
Well, but real quick, if you know the number, how much carpet goes into a landfill?
Approximately 5 billion pounds of carpet go into the landfill every year.
Yeah.
So we diverted about 5% of the total amount of carpet that went into the landfill in 2007.
Yeah, and this got started because the industry felt like if it came up with something like this, it would keep the government from having to put in some kind of a charge per yard for disposal, kind of like you see in the tire and battery business. Isn't that right, or is that?
Yeah, we wanted to do something that would connect industry and government in a joint effort to divert the carpet from the landfill, and we wanted to try to do this on a voluntary base. on a voluntary basis. And to date, we've been fairly successful in keeping that link with government and industry working together to divert the carpet from the landfill.
And some of the things that you're, as far as hurdles that you may not have anticipated would be, take for instance, I guess, you know, with what's going on with nylon, certainly when you bring that carpet and bring it back, they can turn that back into nylon over at the Evergreen facility and down in Augusta. But, you know, aren't there some financial things? I mean, when nylon costs $1.40 a pound, it's there's more of an economic motivation, but when it's 80 cents a pound, it's a little bit less of a, I mean, is that what you're running into?
Absolutely. You know, the carpet recycling industry is not immune to the economic downturn that we've all faced in the last year to 18 months. And we are a relatively young industry. We're not a mature industry, so we are more subject to swings in pricing and demand and supply. So we have certainly seen the results of the economic downturn, and it has affected us both in the pricing for our post-consumer carpet as a raw material and also in the demand for the material in applications that we had seen flourish in the past. For example, international demand for post-consumer carpet dropped in the last year to 18 months as demand for other products also dropped over the course of that time.
Yeah, maybe another one, question I should ask you is what if it doesn't go into the landfill and it's not going back to, say, Evergreen for turning back into nylon, what are some other uses? When you divert it, where can you take it?
That's a great question. The biggest use, of course, for post-consumer carpet is back into carpet, and it can go into the face fiber or into the backing of carpet as a recycled content material.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very important use for post-consumer carpet. And recently, as you know, NSF 140 has set up requirements for the use of post-consumer recycled content. So products are being certified to NSF 140, and it helps CARE as well because it encourages the use of reclamation and it encourages the use of recycled content. So that's probably the primary use of post-consumer carpet, but it also goes into other plastics applications, for example, automobile parts, noise abatement panels, engineered fuels, and items such as that.
Mm-hmm. Did you say carpet pad? I mean,
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. We have a terrific product which is made from 100% post-consumer carpet, a carpet cushion pad, and it's available for residential as well as for hospitality applications. So it is an excellent example of how post-consumer carpet can be reutilized in the carpet industry at 100% of the raw material.
Well, one other question I was going to ask you is, when you start thinking about the CARE organization and the membership, certainly you've got the manufacturers, and you probably have some government people that signed on with these letters of understanding. Mm-hmm. Fill out, who else is part of this organization?
We also have reached out to members of the plastics industry. As we look towards the future of CARE and the use of post-consumer carpet, it's readily apparent that we need to be able to innovate and be able to provide this raw material in the quality and the quantity needed for plastics applications. And so we have started to reach out and educate and communicate with plastics manufacturers and suppliers, and they have become affiliated associations with the CARE organization. Of course, in addition to that, we also have the participation from non-governmental organizations. And I would like to be able to invite those who are listening today who want to learn more about CARE to come to our annual conference, April the 29th through May the 1st in Lansdowne, Virginia, to learn more about CARE and how it helps all of us be more successful.
As a matter of fact, you have a meeting every year where you talk about various technical aspects and also just give kind of an update on some things. And Lansdowne is a suburb of Washington, D.C., right?
It is. And we are lucky to be having this meeting at a great conference center. And it'll be a 2.5-day meeting. And as you say, we'll be able to share with folks what we're doing with the government. Obviously, with being close to Washington, D.C., we're going to tap into our representatives there to bring us up to date on what's going on with the GSA and EPA. We'll also have members of the plastics industry talking to our attendees about what their needs are and how we can do a better job of providing the material to meet their specifications. We'll also be highlighting and showcasing some new applications for post-consumer carpet that may be of interest to folks out there who are looking to purchase products made with post-consumer carpet. And most importantly, it provides a terrific networking opportunity for those in the carpet recycling industry to get to know one another and to learn from each other.
Now, real quick, and we are about to run out of time, but as the new, and the reason we're talking, your new executive director, what do you hope to achieve as this new executive director?
You know, we've got three things that we're focused on for 2009, and the first one is to make sure that we've got sustainable funding for the organization, because just like everybody else, we need to make sure that we're economically viable. So that's the first and foremost thing on my agenda, is to make sure that we've got the funding that we need to support our members into the future. Secondly, we're working very hard to develop and innovate new products and technologies that will be of value in the market, both on the commercial level as well as for consumers. And third, we need to make sure that we're educating members of the community on the importance of CARE and its role in making a sustainable difference for all of us. So those are the three things that I'll be focused on for 2009.
That sounds like you got a full plate.
I do, and I'm very excited about it.
All right. Well, and for those people who don't know Georgine, Georgine has actually been in the business a while. Before taking this role, she was, I guess, with Invista, before that with DuPont. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right. I was involved with the carpet fiber business with DuPont for many years prior to this new role for me. So right. I'm very excited about it.
Right. And you're taking Bob Peeple, who's had this role last.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, thanks for talking to us. We've been talking to Georgina Sikorski, the new executive director with Corporate America Recovery Effort, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.